We're speaking now with Troy NAACP President Renee Powell. Welcome again to the show, Renee.
Thank you so much, Alexis. It's a pleasure to be here.
Before we dive into some of the topics today, I'm just really curious about what the structure of the national NAACP is. You know, is it more of a national organization with lots of guidance at the top-down level, or is it more of a grassroots organization?
It is a national organization that gives guidance from the headquarters to the various branches. So you have the national headquarters, which is located in Baltimore, Maryland, and we have over, I believe, 2,000 branches, somewhere close to that number, and we take our direction from headquarters. Now, that's not to say that each branch doesn't have their own agenda, because one size does not fit all. Every community has their own issues and situations that they have to deal with. But we basically get our guidance from the national headquarters. So the mission of the NAACP is to secure the political, educational, social, and economic equality of rights in order to eliminate race-based discrimination and to ensure the health and well-being of all persons. Anyone can be a member of the NAACP, provided they pay their dues and they stay current.
So I'm really curious about what it's like to be the president of the Troy NAACP. You know, how is your tenure going with all these challenges that we've faced?
Right. Yeah. Well, first off, it is an honor to be the president of the branch and to have the membership have faith in me and my abilities to lead the branch. It has been a challenge. When I took office, there were things that were going on that some of them I was not aware of, but I am aware of it now, that needs the attention of the membership. One of the issues is dealing with the Thevenin case, and we are slowly dealing with that. And some of the other issues are dealing with the voting. I'll just say voter suppression. We started off dealing with the early voting sites, and the issue was that the early voting sites were placed in the nether regions of the county. And it was not an easy commute or access to people located in the inner city or in the Troy proper. And so Senator Breslin got involved and put forth a legislation that mandated that a site be within a heavily populated or density populated area, an early voting site. And so now we have one that is in Troy, but it is, again, not in the downtown area or in an easy access vicinity. And so that battle continues. This tenure has been filled with challenges. And if there were no challenges, there would be no need for me to be here, which is the good and the bad. I would like to focus in on doing, you know, a lot of good things such as uplifting and educating the community on how to live a prosperous and equitable and fair life.
So, Renee, it's my understanding that the NAACP is not yet ready to address the death of Police Sergeant Randall French. Is that true?
We have sent a note of condolence to the chief of police and to the mayor, expressing our condolences. Anything beyond that, we have not addressed that as of yet.
So once you are able to come, you know, discuss it with your members, I would love to come back and discuss that case again with you. But in the meantime, we know from national news that COVID is disproportionately affecting Black and Brown people across the U.S. Can you comment on how the NAACP sees that playing out in our community?
So COVID has, the only thing that COVID has done is expose the inequities that have occurred. And how it's played out in our community? Well, let's start with the education aspect. The NAACP has been working closely with School 2, and they had a minor situation in getting access to internet to the students. And the issue was that many of the folks in that community are low income, and unfortunately, they owed money to Spectrum. Long story short, that issue was resolved once they received the gap fund from the federal government and was able to pay their bills. And so they got access to the free internet that was worked out through the city of Troy. In some communities, that would not have been an issue. It was brought to my attention that in other communities, they were provided hotspots. You know, the issue of paying a bill or not paying a bill was not there. So that is one of the things. It's just another hurdle that you have to jump through to get access to what's needed for a equitable education. In terms of healthcare, there is... I understand that there are testing sites here in the Rensselaer County, but the issue with that is that you have to have an appointment to have access to the testing site. Now, normally in the African-American community or the underserved communities, a lot of these folks normally don't have access to a primary care provider where they can get the prescription appointment that's needed to go get this testing. So that's going to be an issue that we're going to have to deal with moving forward to make sure that people who are in the underserved communities get access to the testing that's needed going forward. They're talking about reopening businesses, and in order to be safe, I believe people need to be tested, or we're going to be back in the situation that we were in a month ago with high death rates.
I'm curious, Renee, what you think about the governor's response to coronavirus.
I've been following this daily, and he has been on daily with an update on what's happening in New York with the coronavirus. And I have much respect for the way he's sticking to the facts and heavily following the numbers. The unfortunate part is that New York is so large that what's happening down in New York City is not exactly what's happening, say, in the Capital Region area or in the central area of New York. And so some of the legislation or executive orders that he's put in place really doesn't fit all of the areas, but I do appreciate him. His first concern is the safety of the citizens of New York and not so much the businesses of New York.
How is the NAACP getting the word out and communicating with members in the community about your priorities when you aren't able to gather?
So what we've been doing is hosting our meetings via Zoom. And surprisingly, we've had a better turnout than we've had with holding physical meetings, which is a good thing that people are participating and have the opportunity to listen in. The other things that we're doing is communicating with various organizations such as Salvation Army, and some of the churches in the area. Our membership is heavily in the Bethel Baptist Church and the Fifth Ave AME Zion Church. And so we disseminate information through the members to that community that way. We also have a Facebook page where we are constantly posting information that becomes available to us. And then just to the memberships, to the membership, I have information that is disseminated that we receive from national and from the regional office of NAACP.
And what are you hearing from your NAACP members? Are there particular concerns?
At this time, one of the main concerns is food insecurity. And that's why we have that relationship with the Salvation Army. Anytime that we get information about families that are in need, we will direct them to Salvation Army. There's also a group called the Kingdom Ministry that has been very involved in distributing food to families in need. And so we will also direct people in that direction. The only other issue that has come up here recently are face masks. Now, Rensselaer County did a distribution of face masks, but unfortunately, people living in the North Central community either did not know about it or they just did not get the mask. Now, I did see it on TV where people were driving through, but the other issue is that many folks in the North Troy community don't have cars and are not able to participate if that was the only means of distribution. So we are currently working with the DA's office to get some masks for mainly the families that are at school too. And the main reason for that is the family advocate there, Ms. Stephanie Stenny, noticed that when the parents would come to pick up the notebooks for the students to do their schoolwork or homework, that they were coming without masks and they didn't have masks. And so that will be our first place of distributing face masks when we get them. And we are anticipating receiving them this week.
Does the NAACP have any advice for how citizens can address and recognize inequality in our neighborhoods while we still isolate from home?
So the only advice that we have is first to do that, isolate at home, be safe, but to also pay attention to the news, you know, tune into the news, find yourself a reliable source of information. And if you notice that you're not receiving the services that are promised to you or are stated that you are eligible for, then that deserves some looking into. And if you have any questions or concerns, please feel free to contact the NAACP. You can email us at troynewyorknaacp@gmail.com and voice your concerns to us. You can also find us on Facebook at NAACP Troy, New York, and you can instant message us that way as well.
This has been Troy, NAACP President Renee Powell, and thank you so much for joining us, Renee, and I look forward to our next conversation.
Oh, thank you, Alexis. Looking forward to it, too.